issue of blood. Oh my God, that's a beautiful illustration how faith can work when you step out on faith. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, she said, the Bible tells us that she had went from one physician to the other, from one city, one town. And you know, the Bible does not tell the lady's name, but the Bible let us know that she was a very well-off woman. And when she had spent all of her money, you know, seemed like as long as you got money, individuals will try to help you. They will pump you up. They will prime you. They will tell you this, that, and the other. But when all of her money was gone, and she could not receive help from no one else, she heard about a man named Jesus. So she made up in her mind and said, I'm going to write my own prescription. Somebody need to make up in their mind today. Say, I'm going to meet that preacher today, the old school prophet. I'm going to meet him today at 12 noon. And I'm going to meet him also Sunday in that big miracle pack service Sunday at 4 o'clock. But she said, if I can just only touch the hem of his garment. That seems so childish with nothing much to it. You just going to touch the cloth? You're not going to touch him? But because her faith was so strong, faith is like a wind. It travels like a spirit. And she made up in her mind, and she pushed her way through the crowd. And when she touched his garment, oh, my God. You can imagine there was hundreds of people bumping up against Jesus, trying to get his attention and wanted him to speak prophetic in their life. But when she touched his garment, she stopped and said, oh, somebody have touched me. Oh, she was afraid. She was afraid. But she come trembling and she said, it was I. He said, go in peace, because thy faith. Oh, come on, somebody. It says, thy faith has made thee whole. So I don't know who you are, but I would love to see you today. I'd love for you to walk through the sanctuary. Come there, believe, and say, when I step into the church today, and when the man of God, when the old school prophet go to speaking and go to get expounding on the word of God, I'm going to get my breakthrough. Things I've been asking God for, things I've been worrying God for. I've been crying in the midnight hours. I seem like I just cannot get a breakthrough. But I feel in my spirit that if I make it to the sanctuary today at 12 noon, I'm going to get my breakthrough. Oh, that's what I've been waiting on. I've been waiting on God to send someone that can pick me up, help me come out of the muck and miry clay. Yes, I said, meet me today at 109 Texas Avenue, right behind the big lot. Yes, we'll be there today at 12 noon. Excuse me. We expect to have a glorious hallelujah shouting good time. And we're going to have a good time today, because we know we're going to expect you to be with us. But tomorrow, oh, yes, that big miracle pack service tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Oh, my God, my God. I have a word from the Lord to give you tomorrow. So bring a friend, bring a neighbor, bring someone that you just don't make no difference, whether they're in prison, whether they're in another country, wherever they might be. Come with an expectation and get this miracle prayer cloth and watch God work things out for you. We are so excited to be here with James Brownett Ministry. You are aware of Apostle J.L. Brownett. He's been here in Louisiana for quite a few years. Yes, he's been there with the prayer tower right there at 109 Texas Avenue. Yes, we worked with him through the from one city to the other. So we are flowing with this ministry, and we are here. We are here in Alexandria, Louisiana, the old school prophet. Oh, my God, we going to have a time. We going to have a time. So come and be with us. Yes, today at 12 noon. Today at 12 noon and tomorrow, this big miracle pack service. We'll be there tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We don't know about Monday, but we do know today, Saturday, and Sunday, the big miracle pack service. We're going to try to do three, but we got these two already scheduled in action. Today at 12 noon, Sunday at 4 o'clock, the big miracle pack service right there in Alexandria, Louisiana, 109 Texas Avenue. We're here with the James Brownett Ministry. Oh, my God, we are so excited to be in your city, to have this golden opportunity to expound on you what thus said the Lord Jehovah. Oh, my God, I know God has a miracle just waiting on you. All you got to do is just come and be present with us today at 4 o'clock today at, I mean, Sunday at 4 o'clock in that big miracle packed service. And today at 12 noon, the sanctuary will be open in about 45 minutes. So come and meet me there. Meet the old school prophet there, because we are expecting to have a glory, hallelujah, shouting good time. Let me say it one more time. Today at 12 noon, we'll be there. And tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the big miracle-packed service at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Come with expectation. All the engineer looking at me saying, Davis, your time just about up. You got to get up and get out of here. But let me tell you again, tomorrow, the big miracle-packed service right at 109 Texas Avenue. Yes, at 4 o'clock. Come with an expectation. We're going to pass out the prayer cloth for a point of contact. We want to say a good God bless you. We see you. Thank you on behalf of Apostle J.L. Broadness and the ministry right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. God bless you. We'll see you today at 12 noon. You be blessed. God bless you.
You have just enjoyed another Master Key program with Apostle Broadnex. Write to Apostle Broadnex at P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. You can visit us on the web at www.apostlebrotnex.org. We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Tell your friends about us and share in the unity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy again. God help me with this. I'm still on this gospel that Jesus preached. If you have your Bibles with you, turn to Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. I'm going to try to get most of this in today. Verse 14 and 15. Verse 14 says, now after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. And the gospel, as we all know, is good news. And the good news of the gospel is found in Revelation chapter 15. This is just one example I have here. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. I'll read that. You can look in your Bible. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Now, this kingdom is to be established on earth. You'll find that in Daniel chapter 7. This is just one place you'll find it. One place is I think you can understand it better than any place else. But here, we have a duty in this kingdom of God. Our role in we have a role in this kingdom. And there's the daughters and sons who have been faithful to him will share in Christ's rule. Notice Christ promised to him that overcomes will he grant to sit with me in my throne as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. That's in Revelation 3:21. And those who overcome will be given responsibility as kings and priests of God in that kingdom. Revelation 1, 5, and 6. The amazing future is earlier foretold in the Old Testament. For example, the prophet Daniel was given a vision of Christ receiving his kingdom from God the Father. I'll read that for you. And so, I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days of my God the Father, and he brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages shall serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one that shall not be destroyed. That's the one they're talking about in Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Daniel 7, 13, 14, and 27. Again, the saints of the Most High, that is, those who are sanctified or set apart as holy, meaning all of God's true followers will be kings and rulers under Jesus Christ. This shared divine rule over the physical nations of the earth will be a tiered structure of administration. For instance, we are told that King David will again serve as ruler over all Israel with the 12 apostles of Christ. The 12 apostles of Christ will be given rule over the 12 individual tribes of Israel. Jeremiah 39, Ezekiel 37, 24, 25, Matthew 19, 28. And there will be further gradations under these and in the governors of the nations as well. One of Christ's parables reveals that the further God's servants progress in service to him during his life in proportion to their ability, the greater will be their authority in the coming kingdom. Here represented by each being placed over a different number of cities, Luke 19, 11 through 27. Thus, while those of God's family will share ownership of the earth and will rule it together, it is evident that they will have varying degrees of administrative responsibility under Christ. Still, every position will be filled with majesty and glory beyond imagining. More amazing than ruling over physical nations is the fact that even the angels will be subject to the glorified children of God, as Paul wrote. Don't you know that someday we Christians are going to rule, going to judge the world? Don't you realize that Christians will judge angels? That's in 1 Corinthians 6, 2 and 3. Indeed, as Hebrews 2 say, God is not put the world to come, for which we speak, in subjection to angels. But rather, as the following verses make clear to human beings, exalted in the family of God with Jesus Christ as a forerunner in this inheritance. How can we mere human beings ever hope that God the Father and Jesus Christ should share with us such incredible responsibility? Certainly we can never do so while we are still weak, imperfect human beings. Indeed, as so many scriptures show, we must be changed. You see, like I said, we cannot see the kingdom of God as flesh and blood. Paul says in Romans, and in 1 Corinthians 15,